Chairman, the figure of 11.4 million, can you tell us, since we listed, how much has been paid in total in fees, roughly, by this vehicle to Macquarie? And I guess there's probably three categories. There'd be base performance, and then there's transaction or advisory fees. I presume the overall figure is well over 100 million. Is that correct?
I wouldn't. I'd want to check the numbers before I... I think what we will do, Mr. Mayne, is I'll ask Mr. Buckley, perhaps with you outside the meeting, to go through the numbers with you. Is that acceptable?
Maybe an email going back from the start would be good. And Nicholas Moore made a presentation a couple of years ago, was that where he was justifying the fees and saying, look, we've got 23 bankers at Macquarie who are all working on media matters, all sitting there, you know, working out synergies and how to broadcast into Darwin from Townsville and these sorts of things. What's the current situation? Is it still, I mean, it sounds like a very heavy sort of, you know, bankers sitting in Macquarie Place, in Martin Place, running regional media. Seems a bit odd. Is it still that many?
We don't have 23 desks for them to sit at. I mean, I think that's... I'll ask Mr. Dorney to outline the actual number of staff we have allocated to the MMG group.
Can you hear me okay? We have about 25 staff sitting within Macquarie Group that are allocated either full-time or part-time to Macquarie Media Group. The functions that they perform include obviously CEO, CFO, investor relations, public affairs, government relations, tax review, compliance, risk management, insurance. We also employ key management in the Australian operations, Rhys Holleran and Kim Gallagher. So head office functionality, key operational management within the business, and you know, in addition to that, that team, my team, looks at things like performance improvement, we look at acquisitions, we look at capital management, and that's an ongoing and comprehensive process. So we perform all of the head office functionality, all of the head office role for Macquarie Media Group.
I think it's also useful to reiterate the point Mr. Dorney made earlier, that in terms of the acquisition from Southern Cross, we have gained approximately $9 million in synergy in the period since the acquisition. And I think it's fair to say, with Mr. Bell on the board, we regarded Southern Cross as a very well-managed company. So that's the answer.